Life has no remote, so wake up and change it. Sushil Singh.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hi, everyone. Happy New Year's. I'm Samantha Lee Wright, and you're listening to The Essential Oil Revolution, the place to get the amazing support and education you need to use your essential oils like a rock star and achieve the health that you want. I love the significance of New Year's. It's like this bright new year ahead of you. The past is the past. Let's set our intentions. Let's achieve our goals. It really gets you thinking about your life and what you want to get out of it. I'm all about putting you guys in the driver's seat of your own life. This is your life. Wake up. Just like that quote from Sushil Singh, there's no remote. You got to wake up. You got to change it. And I think New Year's, it can be such a great catalyst for people to achieve what they want to see out of the new year. The challenge, though, can be that it's really hard to keep up with your resolutions or your goals or your plan or whatever you kind of have in your mind of what you want the new year to be. It can be really hard to make those changes. Change is so hard. Our brain fights against change. Our bodies fight against change. Our friends, our community fight against change. So I wanted to share with you some great tools that are so easy to use that can really help you get the most out of your new year. So that's what this episode is all about. First, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. This recipe comes from Kelly Jones, who writes over at thebloomingcarrot.com, and the recipe is for DIY hair conditioning spray. She says that my daughter has naturally wavy hair, and this spray has been amazing. We use it daily in the morning to tame, detangle, and nourish her hair. Since using it, her hair looks so shiny and healthy. You can get the recipe over at thebloomingcarrot.com, but here it is. You'll need 1 ounce spray bottle, 5 drops geranium essential oil, 5 drops lavender essential oil, and 5 drops rosemary essential oil, witch hazel, and distilled water. Just add the essential oils and a splash of witch hazel to your spray bottle and fill the rest of the way with distilled water. Make sure to leave enough room to insert your sprayer, shake well before using, and spray onto wet or dry hair. Thanks so much, Kelly, for sending that recipe. And if you want to submit your own recipe to the show, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at revolutionoilspodcast@gmail.com to participate.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life. And it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of the life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
All right, everyone, let's talk about New Year's. 2017 is here. What does that mean for you? Some people do resolutions, some people do vision boards. I'm one of those people. And it seems like generally there's about three types of New Year's goals that people really contemplate during this time of year. The first kind of goal or resolution is usually some sort of success goal, like finances, or maybe it's career related, or maybe even like a vacation goal, like I'm going to take my family to Disney World this year or something like that. So that's what I call a success goal. The second type of resolution tends to be like a habit goal, either getting rid of a bad habit or starting a new one. And then the third, this is probably the most common, is some sort of health slash fitness slash weight loss goal. So this episode, I'm going to break down these three categories and just share with you some ideas of how to use the power of essential oils to boost your New Year's goals. The first two, success goals and habits, are pretty brief and got some really great oils to talk about in there. The last category, health, fitness, and especially weight loss, I know that's one of the most common goals. So we're going to go into a lot of detail for that. But let's start with the success goals. All right. The first oil that I'm going to mention for success goals is abundance. If you have not tried this blend out yet, you have got to get on the abundance train. I love this oil. Everyone in our community loves this oil. I love the smell personally. It's like not too fruity or floral, but it's also really got such a nice smell to it. And this is a great oil for those of you that might have some money blocks. They're real. You might not know it. You might be thinking to yourself, I want to be rich. I want to make more money, but you're blocking yourself somehow. And then abundance, the oil, it's, I mean, I just heard story after story of just crazy stuff that happens when you start using this oil every day. Just the things that start coming into your life, whether that be, you know, more customers or like random birthday money or things like that. It's just, it's like a magnifier for you and your thoughts surrounding abundance. And then my personal experience with this oil also is that it really, when I use this oil, it seems like it puts me in this mind frame of seeing abundance in my life, or maybe I was taking it for granted before. So maybe nothing new comes in, but I start to look at my life in this way of like, oh my gosh, I've got so much to be thankful for, and look how much abundance I already have. The ways that I like to use abundance are to just diffuse it, put it in my diffuser. Or I like to apply it to my wrist or my ears. So for a lot of the oils, I'll be talking about those points to put your oil on topically, either your wrist or your ears. Those are very good emotional points on your body to put it, but really just about anywhere is good. I love matching this oil as well as some of the other oils I'm talking about with an affirmation. So it's always great if you have a really clear goal, or even if you don't have a clear goal, this is a great way to get that goal more clear, is to write an affirmation down and match this oil with that affirmation. So every time you put abundance on, say that affirmation out loud, and it really makes it real. All right, next oil for success goals is highest potential. Oh, I think I've talked about this oil a lot on the podcast. I love this stuff. It just really brings my whole body up to this higher level frequency buzz place. And oh man, I feel like I could go like climb a mountain when I wear this stuff. I love it. I put this one on my wrist or my ears. Sometimes I diffuse it. It does have a very strong smell. So I only use like one drop when I use this oil, and that's really all you need. Very powerful oils in this blend. The next oil I'm going to mention is clarity. So sometimes you just need clarity of what steps you need to take to get to those goals that you're making. And this oil, I love to diffuse it when I'm working, like especially on a complicated project, when I just need to focus and get clarity on what's important and what that next step is to take. I love diffusing clarity while I work, or to put it on my wrist or my ears. And then valor. So I almost hate to talk about this oil because it's not back in stock yet. We hope that it's back in stock soon. But valor oil is a really wonderful emotionally balancing oil. So no matter what your emotional state is, this will help balance you back to that middle place where you need to be calm and focused. It also gives you courage. We call it courage in a bottle, not that other one you're thinking of. But Valor is known for just its ability to give you more confidence and give you more courage. And sometimes that's what we need in order to take that next step. Maybe it's talking to your boss, or, you know, talking to your friends about a change that you want to make. This is a great oil to help you with that. Now, by the way, if you're new to the show, I just wanted to mention real quick that all of these oils that I'm talking about are considered blends as opposed to a single oil, like, you know, lavender or peppermint is a single oil. These are blends, and blends are specifically formulated to serve a purpose, and they use lots of different oils in these blends. And the blends that we talk about here on the show are specially formulated by Young Living Essential Oils. So that's where you can find more information about these specific blends. Just wanted to mention that in case there's any newbies listening in. All right, moving on, let's talk about habits. So that's sort of that second category that I've made up for myself about New Year's resolutions. And this is a really vast topic. So I just wanted to kind of throw out a few ideas here. So the first oil I'm going to talk about when we are dealing with habits is acceptance. This is a blend of, it's got a little bit of sweet almond oil in it, so it's already a little bit diluted, coriander, geranium, bergamot, frankincense, royal Hawaiian sandalwood, neroli, grapefruit, tangerine, spearmint, lemon, blue cypress, divana, lime, akati, and jasmine, ylang ylang, blue tansy, and rose. That's a lot. That's a lot of oils. That's why I love blends, because it's a great way to get, like, for example, rose oil is a very expensive oil and you don't really need it as a single oil. I mean, it's great to have, but you don't really need it because it's in a lot of these blends and it's so powerful that it does show up in these blends when you use them. So acceptance, what's that saying? You can't change what you cannot accept. There's really a magic in starting at that ground zero and starting with this place of accepting what it is that you want to change. And that's a lot easier said than done for a lot of people. I think a lot of people, even if they make a resolution that's like, I want to quit smoking or I want to stop watching so much TV, they kind of know that, but they haven't really looked themselves in the mirror and said, this is what smoking is doing to my health. This is why it is bad for me. And this is me. This is my problem. I can take charge of my life and I can change this. But so you have to accept it first. And that's where the acceptance blend can really come in handy. Again, diffuse it, put it on your wrist or ears, or really anywhere. You can also just smell it, inhale it directly from the bottle. That works really well too. All right. And there's another blend called Transformation. It's got lemon, peppermint, sandalwood, clary, sacred frankincense, blue spruce, cardamom, akatea, and Palo Santo. Really beautiful blend. I would say that this blend would be the perfect follow-up to the acceptance blend. Transformation, that's really what breaking habits or starting good habits is all about, is transforming yourself. So that's a great oil to sort of keep in your back pocket. Now, when we're talking about bad habits here, I was actually really thinking about this issue a lot. So I looked up habits in one of my reference guides, and I found this really great little section in the pocket reference guide from Abundant Health. And I'll quote here, they say, to break bad habits, you need to change the DNA and the RNA. Sandalwood and frankincense helps with this. So I thought that was a really interesting look at habits and how, you know, habits can be really, really deep seated in our cells and in our bodies. And that's part of the magic of essential oils, is that these molecules are so teeny, tiny, tiny, microscopic. I mean, there's like billions and billions of molecules in just one drop of essential oil. Teeny, tiny, so tiny that it can pass your blood-brain barrier. Like, not many things can do that. So essential oils just have a way of getting to the smallest parts of our body, our DNA and our RNA. I mean, not many things can touch that, but essential oils can. And that's part of the beauty. So sandalwood and frankincense, those oils are very precious. They're very expensive. So I would just personally say for those oils, I tend not to diffuse them as much. Even though I love the smell of them, I'm kind of a cheapskate. And I'm like, I want every single molecule of frankincense and sandalwood to get into my body somehow. So I feel like I don't want any molecules resting on my desk or like soaking into my walls, even though it probably be amazing for my house, but that's just me. I tend to use those oils more topically. So I'll tend to sometimes mix them with a carrier oil and then put them on my body. And I always put them on my face as well, because that's, you know, your face is part of your skin, your organ that's called the skin. And anywhere you put these oils on your skin, they're going to seep in and get into your bloodstream. That's the beauty of it. But frankincense and sandalwood especially are so good for skin health that I like don't want to waste it. I just rub it all over my face, and then anything left over, I'll rub on my wrist, my ears, down my spine. Really, you can't use too much of this stuff. It's amazing. The bottom of your feet is also a great way to get these oils into your bloodstream more easily. So that's sort of some research I did about habits. I really want to hear your stories with this. If anyone out there is setting a goal to break a habit, I want to know how it goes. Let me know if you used any of these oils, if it helped you. Love hearing from you guys. All right, who has a health goal this year? It's probably the most common resolution made because I think it's also one of the most challenging parts of just living in our modern age. To handle the amount of stress and responsibilities that we have with eating well, exercising, combating toxic chemicals all over the place. And then we're constantly surrounded in this culture of overeating and sugar mania and fast food and just like toxic food all over the place that's cheap and accessible and it tastes so good. It's really hard to maintain a healthy lifestyle in this modern age. So what can we use to help? We need tools. We need tools to help us with this problem. So I'm going to mention some of my favorite tools here for overall wellness, and then I'll get a little more specific into weight loss in particular. Now, just for overall wellness, if you haven't yet listened to episode 30 on the Core 4 supplements by Jim Bob Haggerton, you've got to listen. That's one of the most, it is the most popular episode to date, and it covers the Core 4 vitamins that everyone should be taking daily. Bottom line, period, just to maintain that baseline wellness that we all need. So those four core four supplements are probiotics, multigreens, minerals, which we talked a lot about minerals just a few episodes back with Wendy Myers, and fish oil / omega-3s. So those are the core four. That's sort of where everyone kind of needs to start at, according to Jim Bob Haggerton. That's made a huge difference in our family for sure. And you can go back and listen to episode 30 to learn more about that. All right, now let's talk a little more about weight loss goals specifically. So here's just a few tools that can, when taken alongside a healthy diet and daily exercise, can really boost your results that you're trying to get. So the first oil I'll talk about here is spearmint vitality oil. According to some studies, spearmint oil is known to increase your metabolism. So if your metabolism is slowing down or getting sluggish, spearmint oil taken daily throughout the day can really help you with that challenge. Like me personally, I've always had a super high metabolism until just recently when I weaned my last child. I'm no longer nursing. I also sit at my desk a lot. I work on the computer a lot, doing the podcast and doing a lot of other things. And so I think that combination for me, this is the first time in my life that I'm really having to deal with a really low metabolism. So I'm starting to take spearmint vitality oil daily just to help with regulating my body again from all these changes that I've been going through. Now, I've never heard of taking oils this way, but I wanted to share what I just read in my reference guide is a way to take spearmint would be to add it to water and freeze it to emulsify it throughout. I thought that was pretty interesting. I typically just add a little bit of honey to my water, or I just shake it really well. I drink out of mason jars usually, so I'll put the top on and I shake my water to just sort of disperse the oil throughout the place or throughout the water before drinking. And so there's lots of ways that you can do that. Now, the amount of oil that you take is going to depend on how new you are to oils. I always say that newbies should start with just 2 drops of oil taken internally or put anywhere, you know, on your body for that matter, just to get your body more acclimated to the oils. If you are not so new to oils and your body, you know, can handle more oils at one time, I'd say do like 6 to 8 drops throughout the day and you'd be fine with that. So other metabolism oils are eucalyptus blue and spikenard. Those don't smell nearly as good. Well, eucalyptus smells good. Spikenard, not so much. So I would personally probably take that one in a capsule. All right, the last tools I want to talk about for this category are the Sleek products from Young Living. I'm not sure if you guys have heard of the Sleek line yet. It's very popular at Young Living, but a lot of people kind of forget about it because it's not kind of strictly an essential oil thing. But the Sleek products are a powerful line of weight management products that can help you see the positive results you're committing to. In our community, I've seen story after story of people who incorporate the sleek products into their diet and exercise program, and they lose a ton of weight. They hit their weight loss goals so much quicker than they've ever done in the past or for the first time. So recently, one of our community members posted about her experience with this, and I think she went from a size 12 to a size 6 in like, oh, was it 4 months or 6 months, something like that. Just really incredible results. So now let's talk about what's in the sleek products. Now, the base of most of the sleek products is an oil blend that is made up of tangerine, grapefruit, lemon, spearmint, and acatea, and a dash of stevia. Not too much. It's not overwhelming for those that don't like that taste of stevia, but it's just enough to give it a sweetness to sort of cut that bite out of the straight up essential oils. And this is an oil blend. The sleek oil blend is one of the options that you can take. So some people just have that and they will add it to their water and drink that in between meals to help curb your appetite and to keep you on your weight loss protocol. But there's lots of different forms of the sleek products that you can take. I'm not going to go into super detail for all of these, but there's lots of different ways that you can take sleek products. So there's the sleek essential oil itself, which I just mentioned, you can add to water. Make sure you always drink out of glass, by the way, never plastic when you're drinking with essential oils. That's just a safety tip there. But there's also the sleek tea, so like little tea bags that you can buy. And this is the most popular sleek product, actually, is to make the sleek tea. And it has been shown to curb appetite and cravings. A lot of people drink this throughout the day when they are on their weight loss programs. There's a sleek shake, which is like a meal replacement powder. You can add it to smoothies or water or milk, and that's really tasty. There's also a sleek gum. So for those that really struggle with the cravings and snacking and overeating, sleek gum kind of gives you that chew that you need and also has those wonderful oils in it that can help you curb your appetite. So I wanted to talk to someone who's actually used the sleek products and used it effectively to crush their weight loss goals. So I reached out to someone in our community. Her name is Stephanie Sweeting, and she is an amazing girl. She's a gold with Young Living. Here is her experience using the sleek products, where she went from a size 12 to a size 6 in just 4 months without starving herself, without being hungry and exercising 100 hours a day. So here's Steph Sweeney. Steph, tell me, which products were your main go-tos when you were on your weight loss journey?
The main two that I really felt helped a lot were the shakes and the sleek citrus slim. And for the shakes, I varied those up. I do like the sleek shakes, but flavor-wise, I love chocolate. So I also got a lot of the pure protein complete in the chocolate flavor. And I would just take those every morning, the shakes every morning. And the citrus slim I would take in the morning and the afternoon. They did go out of stock for a while. And I did notice a difference in my results when I was taking them or not taking them. And then other things I did were adding the sleek essence to my water, probably a couple times per day at least. And then about halfway through my journey, I started taking the sleek tea. And I really felt like that helped me not get munchies by evening. Most days I started taking the tea in the morning, but then I might just sip on it kind of all day long because it's good hot or cold. And so I didn't necessarily drink it all in the morning. And it would just like help me not be super hungry. I honestly am not much of a tea drinker, but I do like this one. And I love it that it has frankincense in it. Like that just makes me feel like I'm doing something awesome for my body. So,
yeah.
And then I had some snacks. And for Young Living wise, I really love the granola. And for those 4 months, I think that's all I bought. I do like some of their granola bars, but the granola itself is what we were buying. And I tried to kind of hide it from my family because they all love it too.
And in that 4 month period, how much weight did you lose?
I lost 30 pounds in 4 months.
Wow.
Which was actually more than my goal. I didn't like, I think sometimes we just have limiting beliefs, especially if it's an area that we've struggled in for a long time. And so for me, that was a limiting belief. I never even thought that I could lose more than what my goal was. I thought I'd be doing great if I hit my goal. And I just kept taking the products and I just kept slimming down, and some of my pants weren't fitting anymore. I knew I needed to get a smaller size. So I went to Kohl's and got some jeans, and I was expecting that I needed a size 8. That was the smallest size I had ever worn in my life. And I'd only worn that for like probably a few months with a really terrible diet one time. And so I was expecting to buy some 8s and they didn't fit. They were too big. And I went back out in like total disbelief and found some size 6s. And I literally cried in the dressing room when they fit. I was just like shocked that I fit in a size 6. And so I've been wearing these for several different pairs of size 6 now for a few months. And I keep running into these like emotional things where I'm like, I don't even believe that these are sized right. And I'll think that like the clothes that I now have are actually sized incorrectly. And so like all these emotional crazy things have come up too, which was a little unexpected. It's just been such a good journey and so much more manageable than I ever imagined.
Yeah. Like, did you have to give up, you know, a lot of foods or like radically change some aspect of your life when you did this?
No, not at all. That was something that I really did not want to do. We were already eating pretty healthy. Just made sure that we got rid of the rest of the sugar that was looming in any ingredients, like peanut butter. My peanut butter had sugar in it. I didn't know that. So we found a peanut butter that has no sugar, and just simple changes like that. But otherwise, we were eating pretty healthy and we just continued what we were already doing. We eat a lot of healthy fats in our food, plenty of butter, things like that. And I have been nursing my baby this whole time, and really was not interested in jeopardizing that, you know. So that was my top priority, and making sure that I had plenty of calories and didn't mess up my milk supply. I didn't cut out tons of food. Like, I just took the products and I had success. So it was awesome.
That's awesome. Now, for someone that maybe wants to start out and experiment with some of these products that you're talking about, what would be your recommendation for them of how to get started?
Yeah, the main two products that I think were the biggies were the shakes and the Citrus Slim. And the shakes is because no matter which shake you buy, they're just very filling and super healthy. And so a lot of days that would be my breakfast, and then I wouldn't get hungry for several more hours. Now, when I did get hungry, I ate. If I got hungry at 10 or 11, that was fine. But most of the time they really were so filling that it would be several hours before I needed anything else. So that sort of can replace some higher calorie meals maybe, or just less healthy meals. And then the Citrus Slim, I mean, right there on the box, it says that it can help burn excessive fat. And for me, it felt like it was just dripping right off. So I really felt like the Citrus Slim made a big difference when I had that.
Well, thank you, Steph, for sharing your story. And listeners, you can learn more about Steph's journey, all of the products that she took and what she did to reach her wellness goals at her website, thankfulforoils.com/sleek, or search thankfulforoils.com. All right. Well, that's a lot of New Year's up in here. I'm excited. Thank you for letting me geek out over my love for New Year's resolutions. Oh, there. What is it about New Year's? I love it. It's just so magical. So thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you. Happy New Year. Keep on learning. Keep on discovering. And most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.